gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dogs will love. If you enter the promo code PETS in the promo box, you'll save 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, if you want to join us in Costa Rica, Tropical Costa Rica, October 6th for 9 days, give Colette Tours a call at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Oh, Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua, yeah, that's cool, all right.
Chihuahua.
It's fun, and a life without sorrow feels
yo.
When you think about tomorrow, say yo. When you're about to freak out, just go in and shout it out loud. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy.
Chihuahua.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Hey, Maria, how are you?
Hello, I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to have you on with us. Are you wearing your cape today?
I am. It's a little cape, but it's still on.
Well, that's good, because you're my superhero.
Why do you ask? I love you. I would save you any day, anywhere, anytime. You know
yeah.
this.
Well, Julie, if anybody was looking at the schedule, Julie was supposed to be on today. Maria's on next week as well. But Julie got hit with a bad storm. And once again, Tennessee lost power. Or I don't know what happened up there. But she's totally in the dark. And there's been a lot of tornadoes around. So it's a bit scary out there. But and, you know, of course, both Maria and I and Kayla here, we all live in Florida. So we're anticipating a bad hurricane season once again, so we'll see what happens with that. But I did want to say, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were... So your top five movies this week, or as of last week, actually, were Thunderbolts. No big surprise there. Made $134 million in 2 weeks. It's kind of a smaller amount than I would think for a Marvel movie, but I think a lot of people might be a little bit afraid of it, but don't be. It is excellent, and it is 100% worth seeing. I find it to be one of the better Marvel movies that I've seen. It was totally entertaining and a lot going on. But it's number one again at $134 million. Number two, hanging on there with Michael B. Jordan, doing quite well, Sinners. It's made $221 million in 4 weeks. And then number three, which I have not watched yet, a Minecraft movie, but it made $410 million in 6 weeks. That is crazy. And based on a video game, I guess, one that I'm not aware of, but I guess it's for the younger folk. But apparently, people are loving this movie. Number four, The Accountant 2, made $53 million in 3 weeks. And Clown in a Cornfield, not exactly something I want to see out there. It's made $3.6 million in 1 week. You agree on that one, Maria?
I do. I have a real fear and hate of clowns. I don't know why. They just bother me.
Yeah, they're just a little strange, I think.
Yeah.
But kids love them for some reason. But then if they saw the movie It, I don't think they would like clowns that much anymore.
I know, right?
But if I was walking through a cornfield and all of a sudden out of nowhere I see a clown, yeah. Nope, I'm out of there.
Me too.
I don't even care if they're screaming for help or whatever, you're on your own.
Exactly. Figure it out yourself.
Exactly. Take that clown outfit off and let's see, you know, if you're real or whatever. But no, that would be a weird place to find one. So I guess it's an interesting title. I did get to see that movie. I actually watched it last evening. It was a movie called War Games, I think, or Warfare. That's what it was. And it's a very realistic film. I've never been in the Iraq War personally, but it kind of came across. A24 Studios are the ones that put it out there, and it seems very, very extremely real. So it's almost like you're there watching it on what's going on with this group of men that are fighting against the Iraqis, or whoever that group was that they were fighting. But it's a decent movie to watch. Kind of a weird ending, but it's okay. But I would definitely go see Thunderbolts. That's the movie I'm promoting right away. But I want to see the next Final Destination movie. It came out this weekend. I did not get to screen it, but I think I'm going to go see it next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm a big Final Destination fan.
Yeah.
What is your genre, Maria?
I'm kind of all over the place, kind of like I am with music. It's like I can go like indie, like a real sleeper kind of movie, or I can do definitely like a superhero movie, and like anything in between. I don't like, okay, you know, when I've been over and you're like, let's watch blood, guts, and horror, I am like, no, because I get scared. But so that's not my genre, I guess you could say.
You know what I get traumatized is when I see these movies and they have a dog in it or a cat, and the dog or the cat are the ones that get like kind of gored. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I can't do that. I fast forward if it's not like in the screen or whatever. Anything that has to do with a dog or cat or anybody, any animal getting injured, it's like, nope, we're done.
Yep. No, and that's one of the things I do with the movie reviews is if there is an animal in it, I like to depict how it was used. So if you want to read my movie reviews, you can go to talkingpets.com and click on movie reviews, and they're all posted there. They're also posted on Facebook. So you can check it out there at Talkin' Pets Radio as well. And you can watch us live and listen there as well if you want to at Talkin' Pets Radio on Facebook Live. And at TalkinPets.com, you can click on Listen Live, go there. Yeah, there's a new thing out there now that Mike has told me about, and it's #250. And you hit that on your smartphone, and you can listen to the show there. So there's many ways, as well as Alexa, and just say CRN4, tune in, and you can listen there too. So there's many, many ways to listen to the show, but we like you to listen on your radio station. And if you don't have it on your radio station, then ask your program directors or general managers of why.
Exactly.
Yep. So everybody loves pets, and it's a huge industry out there. So, you know, we would do anything for our animals. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
You got a new puppy, didn't you?
I did. I'm trying to send you, like, his best picture, and there's so many. I was like, I got to send John a picture of Tony. His name is Tony.
Oh.
And he is just what? Adorable.
Why Tony?
Because Tony was Tammy's father's last name. I mean, first name, and he passed a couple years ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
I showed him to her, and she was like, yes, and she walked away, and she came back, and his name is Tony. And I was like, right on. It's a good Italian name. We've got three Tonys in my family alone, so.
A good Italian name. That does it all the time. We're going to take a little break when we come back. Hey, don't forget, coming on in about 15 minutes is Alex Miller from American Idol. He's got a new country song out with Tracy Byrd, and we're going to be talking with him in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
out of Denver, an alligator that appeared in numerous TV shows and films over three decades, most notably the 1996 Adam Sandler comedy Happy Gilmore, has died at a gator farm in southern Colorado. Based on his growth rate and tooth loss, Morris the alligator was at least 80 years old when he died. The Colorado Gator Farm said in a Facebook post, he was nearly 11 feet long and weighed 640 pounds. He started acting strange about a week ago. He wasn't lunging at us and wasn't taking food, Jay Young, the farm's owner and operator, said in a video, as he tearfully stroked Morris's head in an animal enclosure. I know it's strange to people that we get so attached to an alligator, to all of our animals. He in a happy time here, and he died at an old age. Morris, who was found in the backyard of a Los Angeles home as an illegal pet, started his Hollywood career in 1975 and retired in 2006 when he was sent to the Colorado Gator Farm in the tiny town of Mosca. He appeared in several films, including Interview with the Vampire, Dr. Dolittle 2, and The Blues Brothers 2000. He also appeared in Coach, Night Court, and The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, featuring the late wildlife expert Steve Irwin. But his most famous role was in Happy Gilmore, a film about a failed and ill-tempered hockey player who discovers a talent for golf. The title character, played by Sandler, confronts Morris after hitting a golf ball that ends up in the gator's mouth. We all going to miss you. You could be hard on directors, makeup artists, costumers, really anyone with arms or legs, but I know you did it for the ultimate good of the film, Sandler wrote. The day you wouldn't come out of your trailer unless we sent in 40 heads of lettuce taught me a powerful lesson. Never compromise your art. The Colorado Gator Farm, which opened to the public in 1990, said it plans to preserve Morris's body. We have decided to get Morris taxidermied so that he can continue to scare children for years to come. It's what he would have wanted, the farm posted in a memo. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. What do you think about that, Maria? I know people have done that with their dogs and cats. They have them taxidermied.
I couldn't do that with one of my babies. It would just be too weird for me.
Yeah, it would be.
It would just be weird.
Yeah, that's like stuffing grandma and have her sitting at the dining room table the whole time. You know?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Like, it's just weird. It's hard for me sometimes, especially soon after, for like the first at least almost year, maybe longer, depending on the pet, of like even to look at their pictures. Like, I'll scroll by faster, or I don't want to see the memories that pop up. So there's no way I can sit here in my house. No, that's just no.
A good friend of mine was in a television show, and Earl Holliman, he used to be in Police Woman as well, and he was also in Giant with James Dean and Elizabeth Taylor, but he was in this TV show comedy, I can't remember the name of the show now, but he loved his dog so much that he had it stuffed, and in the series, in that episode, basically he put the dog on wheels. And this way he could walk the dog or take the dog anywhere because it was now mobile because it was on wheels.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No, dude. No, John.
You had to see the episode. No. It was
immediate. No.
It was like a big crazy. And I said to Earl, I said,
"Oh my God.
I don't know if I found that funny."
What the heck? I know. I mean, we're laughing now just because it's so wild. It's like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No,
it was,
I mean,
like, beyond eccentric.
I mean, animals are, you know, they're in a lot of different films and they're treated pretty well, honestly, for the most part, I believe. But and
some
AHA,
are, yeah.
Yeah, AHA is there at all times to monitor, to make sure that, and that's the American Humane Association, mm-hmm. so they monitor that the animals are well taken care of. I always wonder, though, when they're filming, like, movies with, like, horses that are, like, running or, you know, they're in a... You know, they're defending a country or
right.
whatever they're doing. And then some of the...
Yeah.
And there's bombs going off. And then, you know, these horses fall over and play dead. I'm like, you know, I know they got to train these horses to do that. But, God, when you're watching the movie, it looks so drastic, so horrific. And I always wonder, you know, do any of these horses get hurt? But I never hear anything about it.
I do, too. Like, especially with, like, when Yellowstone came out and then all the, like, little... like runoffs of it and all the things that the horses go through and stuff. I'm like, now so much can be CGI and all that stuff, but it's like, I know the training that goes into them, just like with the dogs and cats and whatever else other animals they use on set. But it's like, I do wonder, like, but there's so much even back in the day that they can, like, not fabricate, but just like makeup kind of thing, you know,
like
around
CGI
it in film.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe not even CGI, like whatever they did, you know, whatever in early 2000s or something. You know, there, you yeah. know, it's like there's not, they can't be getting hurt.
You know, I always wondered too with their names, like if a dog is filming a movie or a show and under a different name than what the dog's name is, which is most of the time, if it's confusing for the
yeah.
dog. So,
I don't
know.
I met Eddie.
Yeah, from Frasier.
Yeah.
I met Eddie, too. And cool dog. But we all know that Jack Russell's, there's a lot of energy there. But I remember when I got
yes.
my cat Winter, her name, when she came to me out of the rescue, was Anastasia. But I, you know, and I changed it. I just couldn't find myself saying Anastasia every day.
You couldn't say all that?
No, it's just too much.
And so, say that many syllables?
And she was...
It's no, a lot.
Thanks.
It's a lot.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine.
No, it is. I'm not being obnoxious. I'm serious. I'm like, that's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's too much.
Like,
but I changed it to,
like,
Winter, much easier. But her middle name is Anastasia. So it's
we
Winter
did that
Anastasia
with Tony.
Patch.
Aw, see, we did that with Tony. It's Tony Newfel.
Newfel.
Peonies. Ryan, yes.
There you go. Hey, yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, joining us for a segment is going to be Alex Miller from American Idol. And we're going to be talking about his new single. So it's called The Bird. Take it as you wish. But 818-818-6401, that's the number. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Scientists in Australia have identified the oldest known fossil footprints of a reptile-like animal dated to around 350 million years ago. The discovery suggests that after the first animals emerged from the ocean around 400 million years ago, they evolved the ability to live exclusively on land much faster than previously assumed. We had thought the transition from fin to limb took much longer, said California State University paleontologist Stuart Sumita, who was not involved in the new research. Previously, the earliest known reptile footprints found in Canada were dated to 318 million years ago. The ancient footprints from Australia were found on a slab of sandstone recovered near Melbourne and show reptile-like feet with long toes and hooked claws. Scientists estimate the animal was about 2.5 feet, 80 centimeters long, and may have resembled a modern monitor lizard. The findings were published in Nature. The hook claws are a crucial identification clue, said study co-author and paleontologist Per Ågberg at Uppsala University in Sweden. It's a walking animal, he said. Only animals that evolved to live solely on land ever developed claws. The earliest vertebrae, fish, and amphibians never developed hard nails and remained dependent on watery environments to lay eggs and reproduce. But the branch of evolutionary tree that led to modern reptiles, birds, and mammals known as amniotes developed feet with nails or claws fit for walking on hard ground. This is the earliest evidence we've ever seen of an animal with claws, they said. At the time the ancient reptile lived, the region was hot and steamy and vast forests began to cover the planet. Australia was part of the supercontinent Gondwana. The fossil footprints record a series of events in one day, Ågberg said. One reptile scampered across the ground before a light rainfall. Some raindrop dimples partially obscured its trackways. Then more reptiles ran by in the opposite direction before the ground hardened and was covered in sediment. Fossil trackways are beautiful because they tell you how something lived, not just what something looked like, said co-author John Long, a paleontologist at Flinders University in Australia. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Stage and and give them the bird. I had a little date with a blue-eyed baby. She said country music ain't what I prefer. I never will forget the look she gave me. In the holler, she was singing along to every word. By the end of the night, she must have found a new favorite. 'Cause now when I sing to her, she gives me the bird. You don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of my shows. I bet I'll have you swinging and a-swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. Stage and give you the bird. Well, you don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of our shows. I bet we'll have you swinging and a swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky tonk crowd for us to work, we'll get on stage and give you the bird. There's a honky-tonk crowd for us to work. We'll get on stage and give you the bird.
So that is the song by Alex Miller, but we don't have Alex Miller. It's one of those days. Yeah, yes. I don't know. It's just, there's storms going around, and I know he's out in Tennessee as well. And the problem is, we found out that Jilly was supposed to be on the show today. Something happened in Tennessee where they all lost power, and I know Alex is out there as well. So it could be the same scenario that he can't get through. So hopefully they're all okay. I didn't hear anything about any tornadoes today, but maybe it could have happened at any time, I guess. But for some reason, they're having really bad storms there, so I guess that was it. But I love Alex, so hopefully we'll get him on. But that was his song, anyway. And that is a honky-tonkin' performance forward video featuring special guest star Tracy Byrd. You can see it at talkinpets.com on our homepage. Please check it out. It's a cool video. But that is Alex Miller from American Idol that was singing that song, and it's with Tracy Byrd, and I believe that was a Tracy Byrd song as well. So if you want to check it out, please do, and check out the video on our homepage at talkinpets.com. So until we get Alex, or if we get Alex, it might be one of those weather things. You got to hear the song at least. So did you like it, Maria?
I did. I was sitting here just kind of looking around at photos of Tony, and I was like, this is a really good song. And I just got into it. And yeah, it's like got a good beat and everything. I liked it. And I'm not like, oh, I love country, but I like all kinds of music.
I do too.
It was very nice.
I like country, but Kayla's the one. Kayla really likes country. Did you like it, Kayla?
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I like all country, so yeah.
Yeah, his voice is amazing. He's like old school country.
He is.
But he's got a young school rhythm. So, yeah. And he was on American Idol season 19. So it goes to show a lot of these kids that, you know, were on there, because he was, I think, 18, 19 at the time when he was on that show.
Oh, really?
He's now 21
What's
now.
What's his name? Last name again?
Alex Miller.
Miller. And there was another guy. I can't remember his name. Young guy, McCreary or something.
Oh, Scotty McCreary.
Scotty? Yeah, Scotty. And I actually like his voice.
He's got a great voice. He's like an old voice, too, and he won American Idol.
Yeah.
So they get a lot of fame out of it. So it's kind of a cool, you know, if you got a voice and you can sing, why not do it? I would. Take a shot.
Go for it. Right. What if you got to lose?
You could become like as famous as Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson. So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Those are two of the biggest ones that came out of that. But there's a lot of other ones. Yep. Even Jennifer Hudson, who moved on to...
Oh, God, yeah.
She's an EGOT winner now with everything from a Tony mm-hmm. to an Oscar to an Emmy to something else. Oh, Grammy. And mm-hmm. so she's got them all. So
the G and EGOT.
Cool too. Yeah. So...
No, I'm just kidding.
EGOT. That's what it's called.
EGOT. Yeah, I know. EGOT. It's good.
So... But once again, we are, since Alex isn't here, we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions. So pick up the phone and give us a call. And so if you want to call us and you've got a question about your pets, maybe you got a new pet or so, then give us a buzz.
Yeah.
So we want to talk to you. So the lines are open. But
let the games begin.
So, since Alex is not with us, I'm going to play you an animal sound, and you can win a prize. You can go to dog book, cat book, you can go with a collapsible water bowl. We have Vitacraft lick and lap or purr sticks. We also have Good Pets Foods, vitamin treats for your dogs. They're actually all different kinds, like daily probiotics, multivitamin, hip and joint plus. But they're treats, but they're also supplements for your dogs. If you can identify this sound, and if you know what creature it is that we're talking about, then give us a call and you could be a winner of your choice on what you want to go with. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a shot at it if you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? We actually had a story about one of these creatures. So if you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. You'll talk with Mike, and Mike will put you on the air with us. If you can identify... So, pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401, if you know what that is, and you may have heard a story about him. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. But I wanted to ask you, though, do you think it confuses dogs too much when you're training them, Maria, that, you know, a lot of people, instead of saying their name, they use other tones like come here or sit or, you know, or whatever. But is it important to use the dog's name so the dog knows that you're talking to them?
I don't think so, because it's really about the relationship with your dog, and, you know, they cue in on the word sit, so I don't think it's necessary that you need to add it in, but I think a lot of people do. I find myself doing it every now and then, but I feel like it's more like when we want to get the dog's attention, so we're saying the dog's name and sit, or instead of just saying sit, you know, it's... I think it's more of us getting their attention, honestly, when we say their name. But I don't think it's necessary. You know, and I don't think it's confusing if you do it sometimes and not others.
It's interesting, too, because I read something somewhere, and don't quote me on it, but it was something in the degree that dogs' attention span is only a couple of minutes, whereas for cats, it's up to like a half hour. So basically...
That's wild.
Yeah, and the thing is like... And I saw that little clip because it was like, I was thinking about my cats. When they do something bad, I'm like, do they realize mm-hmm. they've done something bad? Well,
I don't think so.
I think they do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think they remember if they did something.
Maybe Winter does.
Guilt is all over their puss when I find something that like they weren't supposed to do.
We should talk about that after the break.
Yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Sorry we didn't have Alex Miller on. Maybe he got times. Maybe he's going to be on another time. We'll definitely have him back on. But I hope he's just okay out there, and I hope Tennessee is not having really bad storms. Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Hopefully listening on WGNS out there in Nashville, Murfreesboro area as well. If you are, give us a call. Let us know how bad the storms are, if you have power. 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
On April 23rd, Santa Ana police executed a search warrant at the home of Alejandro Acosta Oliveros in the 2300 block of West Wilshire Avenue. The 45-year-old man found himself facing felony animal cruelty charges for abducting and killing what police say are a lot of cats in the area. Though Oliveros had evidence of killing cats inside his home and he confessed to slaying felines, he was released from custody shortly after being apprehended. People living in the area where Oliveros abducted and killed cats are outraged that this confessed cat killer is once again on the loose after posting bail. There are even reports from an area cat rescue that Oliveros had already killed another cat after being released from custody. Residents had been reporting the cruel incidents to the authorities for weeks, with victimized families sharing their horror stories on various social media outlets, including the Nextdoor neighborhood platform. Families said Oliveros lured cats and then tortured and killed them in various ways. One person said, "Hello, I'm near El Salvador Park, and my neighbor's cat was killed by a man who injected it with some sort of substance." Another person said they found their cat hanging from a tree. People who witnessed Oliveros committing crimes say he lured cats with food, then stepped on them when they got close to him. This man is clearly a danger to cats in the area and a danger to society as a whole. Animal Victory needs your support to show court officials that the prosecution of this man must be taken seriously. The district attorney's office has told Animal Victory that a case number has not yet been assigned, but we will be working to ensure that this does not fall through the cracks. Please add your name to the petition today. Visit www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
One day when I came home, oh man, what did I see? Big cats were laying in my bed, raised by our feet. I went wild, took them out, that's just what I'm talking about. I'm a cat, 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 killer, I'm a cat, cat, heaven's filler with me. Cat, 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 killer, we cute, cat, cat, heaven's filler. I know exactly what to do. Gone, I blow the horn, I'm satisfied, my day is bright, the best can up on every shit. I'm happy about what I did, so I'm a cat, 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 killer, I'm a cat, cat, heaven's filler with me, cat, 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 killer, with you, cat, cat, heaven's filler, I know.
So I just got a text from Jillie in Tennessee, and apparently Tennessee is still without power. But I don't think it's from a storm. She's not sure. But
wow,
seems like everybody's out everywhere. So
that's wild.
I guess that's why we never heard from Alex, because we had him all set for today to come on. So we'll definitely bring him on another time. I like Alex. He's a cool dude. But once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. You know, that's horrific stories that Kayla just read about, you know, the torturing of cats. But you know, the sad part is there's so many people out there that do it. And it's frightening, like, because you know as well as I know that once people get bored with pets, like cats or dogs or whatever, and torturing them, they move on to human beings.
Well, there's a huge link between animal abuse and child abuse. So 100%. Behavior doesn't happen in a vacuum. I don't care what kind of an animal you are. It just doesn't happen at one time in this one situation. Obviously, they're seeing that. And why they let him out on bail is disgusting. I mean, why? That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Because he's just going to go right out and do the same thing. He's not going to stop.
Well, and he did. Right, exactly. Obviously, there's a huge problem there, and they should have never let him out.
You know, I want to ask you, too, you know, with dogs, I had a friend that fireworks season, people were blowing off fireworks, and their dog literally, like, knocked down the fence and got out of the yard and got away, but they didn't have identification on the dog. They never got the dog back. They never found the dog. Now, whether it died somewhere or someone picked it up and kept it, who knows? But it's really important to have identification on your animals. And one that cannot be taken off their neck, so to say, would be if you had them microchipped, correct?
Right. Yep. And we just adopted Tony, and he came microchipped. And we, as soon as we got him, I got everything registered in our name. that's another problem. Like, you adopt an animal and they're microchipped and people don't change over the information into their name as far as ownership. And it's more and more people are bringing animals to the shelters or to their vets to get them scanned if they find them. But yeah, microchipping for sure. But the bigger problem is really keep your pets secure during fireworks season, which is every holiday here. So, you know, and the storms.
Yeah, we have one coming up too.
Right, this weekend coming up. So, you know, get with your vet, get the medication that's needed to keep them calm and keep them indoors and keep them, you know, like you said, microchipped at a minimum tag, you know.
It's amazing. I have the three rescue cats, and during those seasons when there's fireworks and everything, people are crazy around here. They have them in their yards right next to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Drives me insane.
Yeah.
Especially when one of them came back down and burned through my pool cage. I wasn't happy about that. But the thing is, I have three cats, but the two of them seemed, one is perfectly fine with them. The other ones are, you know, the other one is like, not too bad. Like Shadow, my black cat, she's okay if I'm around. But Winter, terrified. My white cat, totally terrified. So. Yeah, it's just, I know, and Mike was just saying, our producer there at the network today, he was just saying how vets and pets hate fireworks. And it's very true.
Yeah.
Very true, because just scares the bejeebies out of them.
Yeah, you know,
all those loud
does.
Noises. And that brings up anxiety. They don't want to eat. They're hiding. You know, they get all severely nervous, and you never know how they're going to react with that, too. I mean, a dog that is that scared can probably reach out and bite at you, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like, redirect their anxiety and fear to somebody. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can go to be comforting them and they're like, oh, my God, they're shocked and, you know, startled or whatever. So there's some good medication out there for dogs. Celio is like specific for noise. So just ask your vet. Do a little research online and, you know, get what you need for everybody and keep them safe. Oh, I don't know. Scary.
That's an unhappy dog. But anyway, that sound that we played was an alligator. Or I would have taken crocodile, either one. We're going to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Bye for now. We'll be back very soon.
Bye.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.